What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back. It's time for the 343, brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. I'm Jason Longshore alongside Madison Cruz for a special Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live from Austin, Texas, as we get ready for Atlanta United and Austin FC tomorrow night. Kickoff, if you missed it, is going to be at 9:10. Pregame coverage, as of now, because that kickoff time could move back further, pregame coverage is set for 7:30 with John Nelson and Abe Gordon on the station and on the Odyssey app. So you guys who listen to the show know how this works by now. It's three local stories. It's four headlines. It's three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Let's start on the local side. A club that we know very well, a foundation that I know very well, the Southern Crescent Soccer Foundation and the Georgia Revolution, which has an academy in Henry County, is building a mini pitch in McDonough. And I've seen some pictures. Things are moving. Things are moving pretty quick on that. Well, they're also moving. They're pretty busy. They have achieved a partnership with the city of Stockbridge for a project to build two new full-sized fields. Now, I can speak pretty strongly to Stockbridge, because that's where I lived when I was in high school. That's where my parents lived. There were not many fields in Stockbridge at that time. And talking to Eric Morrison and everybody at Georgia Revolution at the Southern Crescent Soccer Foundation, the full-sized fields that they want to build in conjunction with the city of Stockbridge, when I say full-sized, I mean full-sized. He wants these to be FIFA-sized fields for, you know, potentially international matches, potentially college matches, potentially high-level high school matches, potentially, you know, Atlanta United Academy coming down to visit. So really cool, very potentially transformative things for the city of Stockbridge, and more fields for kids to play and adults to play.
I love it, because I think you're expanding the game a lot more, especially I think down in that area too as well. I think you're seeing soccer explode. And I think this project in particular is also going to help it continue to explode and continue to get more people being aware of Georgia Revolution, of everything going on down there in Stockbridge. I think it's going to be a really cool project. I'm excited to see how it all comes together.
Number two on the local side, part of the explosion of soccer in Georgia. The state championships at the high school level are this week. Three different sites in Macon, at Mercer University, at McEachern High School, and at Duluth High School. When we get back from Austin, we're going straight into high school state championship duty on the 4A and 5A side in Duluth on Thursday and Friday nights. But you've had a chance to see high school games all over the state. You talk about explosion. I think the high school level is where we see it the most.
I think this year in particular, because doing stuff with the SDH network, I think last year too, I think this year has been the most competitive I've ever seen it, ever. And this even like back when I was in high school too. Like, I mean, I think this season, they're not to mention that, you know, my alma mater got knocked out, but it's okay. We're not going to talk about it. It's fine. It's fine. We're not going to talk about it. But no, I mean, I think it just shows the competitiveness between every single team now, between all different regions too. You're seeing so much. And I love it. I love that you're seeing the explosion. I think at the high school level in particular, because I think it's a level that is really needed in developing a player, because you know, you have academies, and I think that is great as well, but I think we look past high school and college because it builds the foundation of being in atmospheres. I mean, I think back to Dalton. Like, that's the first experience that some of these kids are going to have that's going to help them if they continue to try to be a professional, to play in an environment like that. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's so huge. Yeah. And I love it.
I argue all the time. There are some players, and I think with Atlanta United's academy, for example, there's players who are getting opportunities to train with Atlanta United too, playing as amateur, as academy players with Atlanta United too. Cool. Skip the high school process. There are others who are either on that borderline or not going to get that opportunity. They're great young players. They're going to have great college careers, but they're not going to be in the mix for the pro opportunities as a teenager. Go play in high school. And there should be nothing blocking that. And I know there's a lot of push and pull with MLS Next and with ECNL and all the different academies and high school. The experience in high school is so, so important. You get to play in front of big crowds. You have to deal with pressure in a different way. Players go into these high school teams and they have to be leaders. They have to understand hierarchy with freshmen versus seniors, like all the different things that are so important to being a really top player. I think really being a top person as well. High school teaches that. So we're huge supporters of the high school game. If you get a chance, go out to the sites. You can watch on the NFHS network as well. Number three, we're also huge supporters of Atlanta United too. They are back at home Sunday night hosting Crown Legacy 7:30 in Kennesaw. Go check MLS Next Pro's website at mlsnextpro.com and you can see a short feature with Steve Cook and with Cooper Sanchez, two people that we are very excited to see on Sunday night.
I always love when the twos happen. It's only fitting that we would get a twos match on Sunday after the chaotic week that we're going to have as well. But hey, you know what? Who doesn't love more soccer in 1 week? I think I would be very upset if I only had one game to look forward to throughout the week. You know, you have Atlanta United, you have Unified, then you have high school, and now you got the twos, and I love it. And I think it's a fun one because they're coming off of a hiatus a little bit, about like a week, 2 weeks. And so we get the chance to see them back again in a Southeastern rivalry in Crown Legacy. It's a great way to come back to the proving ground. And I think just from chatting with this group, I really love just how immediately it all clicked and came together. And I agree with a lot of them too, in that I feel like some of the results, you know, haven't really felt the way that we've seen this team perform either. And I think all it takes is one moment and we're going to see this team really, really spark. And I think it could be on Sunday against Crown Legacy.
Later this week, you're going to get to learn a little bit more about Salvatore Masafero and about Nick Sesek on the SDH network. So stay tuned for that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, let's bounce over to headlines from around the world. Number one, El Clasico in Spain. Barcelona has had the most insane set of matches in the last week and a half. The whole semifinal with Inter, that was, I mean, just some of the craziest soccer that I've seen in a long time. And then they somehow topped it in El Clasico, where they were behind 2-0 in 14 minutes. Kylian Mbappe scored twice. Then they were up 20 minutes after they were down 2-0. They were up 3-2. They scored again before halftime to lead 4-2 after being down 2-0. And then Mbappe completed his hat trick in the second half. And it wasn't enough. There was controversy. There was chaos. There were all kinds of things. Lamine Yamal was brilliant. Rafinha was brilliant. And Barcelona pretty much sealed up La Liga with a 4-3 win that gave a lot of people heart attacks.
this one was funny because I think for me, like, it's, I always love watching both of these teams play. So whenever they do, I'm sat. But I was kind of like casually listening in a little bit, like here and there. And then it got to a point where I was just like glued because I think I looked up for a second. It was 1-0. I was like, oh, okay, fair. Early on, whatever. I see it be 2-0 immediately. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. This is going to be crazy. And then it just continued. And then you had Barcelona who just kept coming back into it and then ended up dominating at the very end. It's always fun when you get an El Clasico moment.
You got a moment too in the playoff semifinal in England. It's our number two headline. Sunderland scored with basically the last shot of the game to win that playoff semifinal against Coventry in extra time. It was headed to penalties. Sunderland struggled on the night. They're showing people in the stands and people look stressed. They look disappointed. Coventry had an amazing year coming back from a bad season last year to get to this point. Looked like they were going to go to Wembley to have a chance to be in the most lucrative game to get into the Premier League in the world every year. But Sunderland, with the most awkward of headers, found a way to win this thing.
The volume and the electricity, I think, just from that goal was, I could feel it through my phone screen. It was... Yeah. It was electric, and it's so cool for Sunderland, and you know, it makes me root for them in the final a little bit, especially just from the reaction. I always love when we get to see like just the, not only the reaction from the fans, but from the players too, and just them celebrating with the fans too, and have it being this collective, and I love that.
Well, I know you're a different kind of Newcastle fan too. There's a lot of old school Newcastle fans who do not want to see Sunderland do well, because that is a pretty good rivalry.
Yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
And we haven't seen it in the Premier League in a while. No. So I'm for it because I'm kind of neutral when it comes to those two. So I'm for it. I want to see some good
entertainment. See, now listen, right now from afar, it's great. If they come
until
to the Premier League, then it's a different story. Then it's a, all right, we're Newcastle. Like that ain't flying with me. No.
Okay, fair enough. Number three on the headlines, Carlo Ancelotti, we spoke about earlier. The deal is done for him to go to Brazil and be in place for their June World Cup qualifiers. He's got to go in, and I was reading through some of the reports this morning as things became finalized. Brazil, under their previous manager, Chichi, he was there through the 2022 World Cup, started in 2016. In like 80-something games, they gave up 30 goals. They were a very good defensive team, which is not always typical for Brazil. Since the end of that World Cup in 2022 to now, Brazil has given up more goals in a year and a half than Chichi gave up in 6 years. Defense is a huge problem. Now, Carlo, typically, that's one of the first things that he affects. He does know quite a few of the players in the Brazilian national team who've come through Real Madrid and come through other clubs that Carlo has been at over the years. But this is the first time Brazil has ever had a foreign manager. So it's a really interesting situation. I think they qualify. They got a little bit of stress, but not too much stress. I think they qualify, but it's a weird situation to be walking into on basically a year-long contract that supposedly it's a $10 million contract. And if they win the World Cup, he gets a $5 million bonus on top of it.
Yeah, that's not incentive. I don't know what is. Yeah. No, but I mean, even just from whatever happened into the World Cup qualifying matches from earlier too, obviously with the way everything went down with Brazil, it's a nice change for Brazil. I'm interested to see how it all plays out, and I'm excited.
Number four on the headlines, Wednesday night in MLS. It is a full calendar. Just a couple games we'll be keeping an eye on while we are here in Austin. Philadelphia hosting LA Galaxy, who still have not won this season. Orlando hosting Charlotte, who is in a bit of a funk at the moment. RSL hosting Portland. San Jose hosting Miami. LAFC hosting Seattle. That might be one of the most entertaining matches of the night. And then the rivalry, St. Louis hosting Kansas City. A sneaky good Midwestern rivalry. So some big games around MLS tomorrow night. But of course, we're all going to be talking about Austin and Atlanta. You'll be able to listen to that here on the station. Quickly, three things that make us smile about the game that we love so much. Number one, we talked about it a little bit in the local side. just the high school game and state champions being crowned. I love calling these games. I've called some of the state championship games since 2017. You started calling them last year. It's just such a cool moment for everybody involved, communities involved, the players who win, the coaches who are part of it. It's just such a special moment, and it's special to get to voice that moment.
I agree. It's a special time in those players' lives, because a lot of them, that's the last time they're playing.
Yeah.
A lot of them, that's it. Like, they're going to go to college, and then they're going to move on, and that's going to be the last time they put on those cleats. And it's a cool opportunity, and I think it's a moment that not only I think they will remember, it's a moment that I love to remember too. It's such a fun atmosphere.
Number two, take it away.
Listen, mine is has to do with what's happening in Austin tomorrow night. It's the Atlanta United Unified match. I've started calling these games last year with Atlanta United, and now getting the chance to do it again this year and travel this time too. I'm so excited, and I think you feel it too from the team that they're all excited to be here as well. I had the chance to catch up with Luke Edwards on the SDH Network too. First time in Austin as well. It's his first season with the Unified team too, and what a way to come into it as well, getting the chance to fly to Austin and then go international for the first time when they go to Toronto later on in the season. I'm excited for this matchup. They'll have to manage the heat as well because we're all going to be managing the heat, honestly. But it's always, I love getting to see this team, and they're searching. They're searching for their first win of the season. They're also searching to continue to remain unbeaten.
Yeah, they've been unbeaten for a couple of years now. I had a chance to dap up my boy Alex Eberle. I was very happy about that. One of my favorite players that I get to call.
I feel it in my bones. He's getting something tomorrow. I feel it in my bones.
Love to see a goal or an assist for Eberle. Number three, it's kind of a little bit different one. The new USA jerseys that came out today, we had seen leaks of the white one that kind of plays off of the sublimated stars and stripes kind of idea from the 1994 kits. That's pretty cool. It's the pinstripe one to me that I love. I think that's one of the best U.S. kits they've ever had. And for me, I would put the vote down for pinstripes to be the standard look for the U.S. national teams.
I love the kit drop. It happened this morning, and I immediately was like, well,
oh, here we go.
There goes my money. Because I'm also looking at the jacket, too. The jacket they released is really nice, and I love it. I love this kit. I think I like that it's a little bit minimalistic, but it is, like, so clean and, like, just, like, nice. And I love a kit that's like that. That's kind of just, like, cool that there's not a lot going on there, but, like, there's enough where you're like, ooh, okay, like, that's nice. The jacket might be the first thing I buy, though, because I really like the little jacket you can have. And even, too, I like the pre-match warm-up kit as well, too. I think the whole line that they dropped for this year is really, really, really cool. And not only for the U.S. men's national team, but for the U.S. women's national team. Let's go. I'm excited.
Yeah, I like the look across the board. Nike and U.S. soccer did an amazing job. Okay, tomorrow, kickoff, 9:10 Eastern time between Atlanta and Austin. Pregame coverage starts at 7:30. Extended pregame as of now with Abe Gordon and John Nelson, and we'll all be chiming in here from Austin as well. Make sure you watch the Unified match afterwards, atlutd.com/live. That'll kick off about a half hour after the Atlanta United match ends. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Adios, y'all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.